I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHell.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And I want to welcome you if this is your first time meeting me. I pray that you're having a wonderful, blessed day, and we have an amazing program set up for you that today we're going to be talking about the top 10 toxic foods and the Dirty Dozen. This is part 2, by the way. If you missed part 1, you can go to Republic Broadcasting and you can join our archive family for just a very small fee. You can get all of the archives of this program and many other archives that are available on Republic Broadcasting Network. And so if you missed the first one, go back and listen to it. And if not, I hope you have your pen and paper ready. We're going to talk about the rest of the top 10 toxic foods and the Dirty Dozen. I am also joined today by my co-host, Jody Barnett. Jody is a nutritional counselor. She does this for people all over the country, utilizing all of the wonderful internet opportunities. And she is also a QFA clinician, a raw food coach, and an orthomolecular nutrition coach. So, Jody, welcome to Healing Our World again.
Hi, Mary. Glad to be here.
Yes. And you know, before we get going, what is a QFA clinician, just in case some of my listeners are unfamiliar with that term?
Basically, what it is it's a quantitative fluid analysis. That's where I run their first morning urine and saliva after a 10 to 12 hour fast. And basically what we look for, it's not medical diagnosing, but it gives us a really good indication of where their body pH is at. Are they too alkaline, too acidic? We have to have that balance for proper digestion and so forth. Tells us where different aspects of their body chemistry is at. So it tells me a lot about where I need to plug and play certain things in their diet and their nutrition, certain supplements or herbs that I might use to support one of their body systems that's showing signs of being weak or overloaded. Can their body even handle a detox, or do we have to build them up nutritionally before we clean house? It just gives us a really good background and scope so that I can customize a program specifically for them instead of playing the guessing game.
And now as we go into this program today, Jody is going to be, of course, we're going to be talking extensively about some of the toxic foods that actually make us sick and sabotage any opportunity for health that we do have. And so, Jody, you are available for people. Let's say somebody is listening to this program and they have chronic fatigue, or they have fibromyalgia, or they just feel like they're just not healthy and they want support and encouragement and they want to have some direction. How can people reach you, Jody, if they would like to get in touch with you?
Basically, they can find me on Facebook at Harvested Health. They can also find me on Google Plus. But, I mean, they can also give me a call at 219-713-4789 and schedule a consult. We can do a one-hour consult over the phone, or we can do an in-person consultation. But, yeah, I do work with people all over the United States. They call in and, you know, if they've got Skype, we can use Skype that way as well. So there's a lot of avenues that we can incorporate.
Very good. Really, food is fuel for every cell in our body. And if we're feeding our body insufficient fuel or toxic fuel, the result is illness and sickness. And so, Jody, why don't you go ahead and highlight the toxic foods that we covered last week. And I'm encouraging everyone, again, go get your paper and pen. This is information you can use, refer back to, and also share with those in your family. And when you go shopping at the grocery store, you can keep all of this in mind as well. But I'll let you go ahead and overview what we went through last week.
Sure. Last week, we spent a pretty good amount of time on carbohydrates, the simple carbs, the complex carbohydrates, you know, whole grains, and touched a little bit on the genetically modified grains and so forth. But, you know, doing too much in the way of grains in our diet, and in the United States, we have a carb-heavy diet. You know, they have some kind of a sandwich or bread for breakfast, lunch, dinner, those kind of things. And so we're very carb heavy, which throws our insulin off, adds to obesity. There's a lot of things that go with that. We touched basis on some of the oils. I call them the good, bad, and the ugly, because we do need, essential fatty acids and good oils in our diet. And it's the best way to battle high cholesterol when you're getting the proper oils in. So we talked about which oils to avoid, like canola oil, you know, stay away from the refined oils. You want to look for unrefined, and how we want to, you know, focus on coconut oil, grapeseed oil, safflower, sunflower seed oil. Those are the healthy ones that even if you're going to cook with them, take a high heat. Even extra virgin olive oil is really good for you, but you want to keep that cold. You don't want to cook with it, because when it reaches temperatures over 150, it turns to converts to a trans fatty acid, which is not healthy. So you want to keep that like with your dressings or dipping oil. We touched a little bit on, you know, some of the milk alternatives, but I want to dig into the dairy a little bit more today. Let's see what else we talked about. You know, we touched a little bit on some preservatives, and I want to dig a little bit deeper on that with some of the foods, but essentially, the people in America eat too much protein, too much fat, too much sugar, too much salt, overdo it on the caffeine. There's so many chemicals in all those quick, easy, processed foods and the refined foods, and we actually eat too many cooked foods. We have to have a balance in the diet between some raw as well as cooked. And if
that goes right back to the enzymes. When you cook foods, you destroy the enzymes.
Absolutely.
And I think I recently was at a conference listening to an expert talk about the oils, and he was saying that we are all so deficient in so many oils that our brain function, early Alzheimer's, dementia, is because we're not getting the right kind of oils. So the big thing is staying away from the bad oils and getting more of the good oils for proper brain function. So it's always a balance.
Sure it is. I mean, and we talked last week about the chemicals that's in a standard fast food French fry. You know, just eating one batch of French fries takes your body, I believe you said 51 days to for your body to filter that chem load out of their system. And then when you take into consideration, some people indulge in that kind of a meal 3 to 5 times a week.
Absolutely.
You know, and so when you think about the backlog, and I have a lot of clients when they come, they're like, I don't understand, you know, why can't I get detoxed in 30 days? Well, if you're in your 40s or 50s and you've been doing it wrong all these years, you've got a backload of sludge, so to speak, stuck in various regions in your body, and you took all those years to put it in. 30 days, it's going to take more than that to get it out.
And it also takes a lifestyle change.
Oh, big time.
You know, it's one thing to go on a wonderful fast and cleanse, a detoxing cleanse, and you know, give your body a break, or even just focus on cleansing the body and do various things like staying away from meat and only eating raw for several weeks or several months if you have cancer or whatever. But you can't go back to the old ways of eating and living, because you're just going to end up, the process is going to just start over again. So it's really about lifestyle changes. And one thing about epigenetics, one of the things that we know now with studying genetics, is that obesity is not a true gene. Just like cancer, most likely 90% of the time is not a true gene. It's a lifestyle habit that literally switches genes on and off. And so that's the good news for people who think, oh, well, my mom had cancer, my dad had cancer, you know, heart disease runs in the family, whatever. Guess what? That's old science. New science said it has more to do with lifestyle, how you eat and how you live. So the good news is we can take our bodies as they are today, and if we do the right things a little bit each day, we can completely regrow and become a new person a year or two down the road. So that's the good news.
Yeah, the body's always fixing and regenerating itself, you know, and that's a good way to put it, because, I mean, if you get a cut on your skin, it's going to heal. Whether you do anything to it or not, it's going to scab, it's going to heal. If you break a bone, even if you don't have it set, the body's going to mend it. It won't mend it straight, but it's still going to mend it. So the body will fix. You just got to give it an environment that's conducive for it to do what God designed it to do in the first place.
And we're going to take a short station break. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I would like to start out this section by just mentioning that my website has just been given a new facelift. I'm really excited about it. If you don't know about my website, please take a moment to go to it when you have a chance. My website is childhoodshots.com. I have been leading and pushing the vaccine education revolution in this country now for over 20-something years. And I'm so excited about my new website. Look, we're still working out a couple little bugs here and there, but it is going to be connected to another website that I think is phenomenal called NoVaccine.com. If you want any of the scientific research behind vaccinations, you can go to my website and go to NoVaccine.com or whatever. They're all connected. And soon I'm going to have a bunch of my videos streamed on there. So it's really going to connect you to a ton of information at your fingertips. So the website is childhoodshots.com. And again, you can join me on Facebook by just looking up Mary Toko. You have to like my pages. And when you like my pages, you'll get my posts, as well as my co-host Jody. And now we're talking about the top 10 toxic foods. And I know, Jody, we did touch a little bit on meat last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we talked about the difference between grass-fed meats and some of the commercial meats, and that it would be better for them to go to a butcher where they can, you know, versus doing a fast chain grocery store for getting their packaged meats.
And of course, the biggest problem is sodium nitrates and sodium nitrite. And you know, you have to read labels. You have to ask questions, because these are terrible chemicals that have profound effects in the body. And many times we don't even realize we're getting them. And of course, we talked about genetically modified foods. But let's go on and talk more specifically about conventional dairy products. The media is constantly telling us we need to drink our milk because that's where our calcium comes from. Which anybody who looks into it knows that you get calcium from almost anything that grows in the ground, and that your milk should be your last concern about calcium. But there are two different types of beta casein in milk, and this is where the problem with dairy in this country comes from. 99% of the dairy products in the United States contain a toxic protein called A1 beta casein. This protein is 23 times more toxic than gluten and is referred to as the devil in the milk by authors Keith Woodford and Thomas Cohen, who wrote a book called The Devil in the Milk. And if you can't get the book, go online, look it up. The Devil in the Milk will explain to you why so many of this generation of people, and even the last generation of people, are highly allergic to milk and milk products. So A1 beta casein is a transmuted gene in cows that has affected the majority of dairy products in this country and around this world. This gene mutation occurred thousands of years ago in Europe and is still causing trouble today. So it's no surprise that many of the people react negatively to dairy products. I know when raising my children, we tried to avoid dairy as much as possible. Yogurt is not healthy when it comes from this type of milk. And yet yogurt is promoted as a health food, just as cheese is. So you really have to have the inside scoop on what it is that you're purchasing. It is very difficult to get anything from A2 cows. I do know that there is a company out there that is producing raw cheese, and he actually has imported A2 cows. It's called Beyond Organic.
Yes.
Jordan Rubin, I know him personally, great guy, love his products. They can deliver them to your home. I'm not here to promote him, but I will tell you that he has imported A2 cows that he found in Europe and has brought them over to this country, and now is actually getting raw cow's milk cheese out to people and other products. But what would you like to talk about conventional dairy? Anything you'd like to add to that, Jody?
Well, basically, to give people the scoop, for one, when you simplify it, we're the only mammal that drinks milk past the whelping stage. And that's because I believe personally that milk is just a very politically advertised agenda. But when you're going to pasteurize the milk and subject it to heat, again, we go back to those spark plugs of life, the natural enzymes have been removed. If you fed pasteurized milk to a baby calf, it would die. If you fed human breast milk to a baby calf, it's going to die, because God's design, that milk from the mother cow is meant to nurse the calf, not for human consumption. You even go back biblically, and if they needed to nurse a baby and the mother wasn't available or a wet nurse wasn't there, they used goat's milk because the chemical composition of goat's milk is closest to human breast milk.
Yes, and in fact, when mothers can't nurse and they call me we often do consultations on how do we feed a baby that can't nurse for whatever reason. Mom's hormones aren't right. She's had some trauma in her life. Maybe she's too emotionally stretched to produce milk. There are many reasons why a woman doesn't produce milk. But how do you feed that baby if they can't get breast milk? And I often tell them goat's milk with a few supplements, some folic acid, and a couple other things can be so much better than going to the formulas.
Yes.
If you have young babies, young children, grandchildren, whatever, and you just take a moment and gander down the formula aisle when you go to the grocery store, pick out any can of formula, you're going to see the first ingredient is high fructose corn syrup or sugar. Mm-hmm. And this is what's devastating to me, that all these infants are being fed this. Plus, it's about the proper fats that you get from mothers that you can't get from a cow. That's why even pediatricians now will tell mothers, do not give infants cow milk. They cannot handle the fats, and they're not the proper fats for brain development. So it's pretty complicated, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. So, I mean, the best way is to avoid it. There are other wonderful milk alternatives like almond milk, you know, rice milk. They've even got hemp seed milk out now where it's, you know, it's balanced. And I mean, you're not supposed to be drinking a gallon a day of any of this stuff to begin with. Everything is in moderation, and we go overboard. We get stuck in a rut where we have our favorites and we just eat or drink it to death, and it's to our demise health-wise. There has to be a balance.
Absolutely. Before we had all of this modernization of our food, people drank water.
Yes.
Or maybe herbal teas. but, you know, or juices like fresh lemon or whatever. But now we're drinking all of these artificial products that are loaded with sugar, and our body's not getting hydrated properly. And if you do go to the almond milk, make sure you find the unsweetened almond milk and use your own healthy sweeteners in it, mm-hmm. such as the stevia or the xylitol. And I know there's a couple other ones we mentioned in the program last week. But you can get unadulterated almond milk, and you can add your own sweetener to it, which is far better than buying the sweetened almond milk out there as well.
Well, one thing I want to tell people is how very easy it is to make your own almond milk. You can YouTube it. It's on, there's a video, takes you step by step through there, but it most of us have these high-tech blenders and so forth now. They have the Ninjas and the Vitamixes and so forth. If you put your raw almonds in there and you fill your container with water and you let that soak overnight, I put a pinch of Himalayan sea salt in mine and I let it soak overnight, and then you just basically put the lid on there, turn that thing on, it mulches it all up, and then you strain out the particles. I usually will throw a little bit of dried dates in mine to add a little bit of that sweetness if I want it sweetened. And that gets ground up in there, and I strain out the chunks and put it in a glass pitcher and stick it in the fridge. And you'll see it will separate. I just stir it up before use, but that's what I, and it takes a little bit of preparation in 2 seconds when you hit the power button, folks. I mean, it's not difficult. And, you know, we're like, well, how long is it going to last? Well, you're not making a 2-gallon batch.
There you go. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to take a short station break. Stay tuned for more.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
And I want to welcome you if you're joining me right now. We're talking about food today. We are talking about toxic food. And just before the break, we were talking about almond milk. Jody Barnett, my co-host, was sharing how she makes her own almond milk at home. Jody, you just take like plain old almonds and will you go through that process again? And are you using a raw almond? And what's the difference between that and a roasted almond?
I use raw almonds, Mary. And the reason being is roasted means that the oils have been subjected to heat when you roast it. Therefore, a lot of times those oils are going to go rancid. When you're purchasing nuts that have been pre-roasted, if you read the ingredients, you'll see that there's other chemicals added in there as well. That is so that you essentially can't taste the rancidness of the oil. Okay? So you definitely want to use raw almonds or raw nuts, period. You have to store those in the refrigerator. Keep them refrigerated. You could even put them in the freezer because once any kind of a nut has been removed from its shell, those oils already start to convert that are naturally in all of our nuts. So once that protective shell is gone, you need to keep it cold.
You know, I was just thinking about how would we know if we go to like a really good like store like Whole Foods and we go to the raw nut section. How would we know how long they've been out of their shells? Is there a smell test or anything that we can do?
Well, if you, you know, if they're in a bulk bin, area, you can open it up and just kind of lean close to it, and you'll smell if it's rancid. But even that, you know, you have to look at, it's all going to depend on how fast that particular store is rotating their stock is based on how fast they're selling it. So I am real picky about my nuts because I go through so many of them and they're expensive. So I tend to go with a local vendor that I know personally. So some of your smaller health food stores that carry a bulk section or some groceries, to me, would be a safer venue than going to your big chains like, you know, Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, because again, even though they're popular, doesn't mean that that particular section is a frequent rotator for their food product.
Wouldn't it be great if they kept all these raw nuts in the refrigerator section?
As far as I'm concerned, they should be. You should pull them from a refrigerated section.
I would feel a lot better about them as well. Now let's move on to the number one drink in the world, coffee. I personally enjoy one cup a day, if not two. I love my coffee. But, you know, there's a lot to be said for your coffee. If you're buying just regular old coffee off the grocery store shelves, you could be buying a very toxic item. And part of the problem is that you're buying a bean that has been highly processed. How do you feel about that, Jody?
Oh, I would agree highly. You know, a lot of our beans are imported, and, you know, the same stringent rules for, you know, the coffee production, they're a little different in each of the countries, but there's a lot of pesticides. And I want to touch on pesticides here because less than 10% of the pesticides that are being used today have actually been tested for the major effects that they would have on the human body. And yet 99% of mother's milk in the United States, for example, mother's milk is shown to contain high amounts of DDT and measurable amounts of PCBs, dioxin, chlordane, aldrin, dieldrin. These are pesticides that get in our bloodstream. And since our bodies can't remove these chemicals, over time, they weaken the whole endocrine system, our reproductive organs, circulatory, our immune, central nervous system. Infertility is at an all-time high right now. You have more and more couples that are having trouble conceiving. And I believe that the chemicals and the chem load in the body is a huge culprit for that.
Absolutely.
It binds and confuses hormones, and there's just a whole wealth of things. So organic coffee is the way to go. And I always get my own coffee bean, and we grind it fresh ourselves. I keep the beans in the freezer, and I grind up small batches at a time so it stays fresh.
Also, what's worse is coffee beans are often covered with a toxic mold, and people don't even know that.
Yes.
And the thing is that mold gives off mycotoxins. And currently, the latest research says that 25% of the people in this country suffer with a genetic problem, the MTHFR gene, which does not allow them to detox things like mold. So they end up with this buildup of mycotoxins in their body and in their brain, which can cause severe problems, emotional issues. It can cause panic, anxiety, hormone problems, liver problems. And believe me, folks, this is huge, and most medical doctors don't even know how to test for it. I'm going to just throw this out there because this is something I'm very, very hot about right now, is if you feel that you're one of these people who has chronic illness, like never well, and the doctors can't figure out what's wrong with you, it could be that you are carrying around mycotoxins and you have this gene called the MTHFR gene. 23andMe is a website where you can get your own genes tested for $99. So go to 23andMe if you suspect that you or one of your children has this gene. These kids are the ones, I believe, that are ending up with autism, ending up with diabetes and other illnesses very early in age. You know, they get these toxic exposures of vaccines, the foods and everything else we're talking about, but they cannot process them and eliminate them because they have this faulty gene. So if you have a child that seems like they're always sick, this is a dominant gene that comes from one of the parents. And I encourage you to go to 23andMe, get that child tested, because it could mean the difference between life and death and how that child lives for the rest of its life, including yourself too. But anyway, luckily the health... Oh, go on.
no, I was going to say one of the other beverages too that, you know, people drink a lot of coffee. You know, Starbucks is popular. There's a lot of people going to Starbucks and I enjoy Starbucks. I'll have one every now and again. They're loaded with sugar. But, the other culprit with that, talking about caffeine, is our soda.
Yes.
And one of the really bad things in sodas are bromelated vegetable oil. And that is used to keep the flavor oils that's in the soft drinks in a virtual suspension. Okay, so bromate being the main ingredient is actually a poison. 2 ounces of a 2% solution can severely poison a child. And yet in adults, it's addictive. And it reduces our immune defenses, depletes the histamine in the body, leads to a lot of allergic reactions, and it's in a lot of your sodas.
Amazing. Isn't it something how we're just bombarding this generation of children are being slaughtered when you think how they're eating and the vaccines and the antibiotics and then their poor little guts. It's just amazing how hard this generation of children are going to have it to even be healthy in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's pretty sad. Let's move on and talk soy. These are such huge topics, and I hope we can get to all of them today. We thought we could do it in two programs, but soy is being promoted as a health food. And like tofu, soy milk, soy cheese, soy burgers, soy proteins, they're not good, healthy foods. 93% of the soy is genetically modified in this country. And due to the serious dangers of consuming GMOs, you want to avoid anything, including soy, that is processed and made genetically. GMO soy lurks in many processed foods under the guise such as lecithin, emulsifiers, and protein powders. There are infant formulas that are soy-based. When I hear a child is put on soy formula because the regular formula mom had them on isn't working, it just breaks my heart because soy is damaging the thyroid. It literally inhibits our body to absorb certain minerals and vitamins. It is causing hormonal issues, reproductive concerns. It's just really shocking to me that they're using this and they're telling women who are in menopause to do soy products. Why? Because it shuts down thyroid and hormone function. And so I tell women who are having hot flashes or having a difficult time, cleanse the body, detox the body. Hormones are made in the liver. Get your liver cleaned. You know, figure out what's causing all of these imbalances instead of just trying to shut down the hormones. Anyway, on the other hand, and you could probably talk about this too, Jody, fermented soy, such as tempeh or miso, and the soy that is used in other countries is a healthy type of soy.
Yes.
But we don't have fermented soy in this country.
You can buy, you know, a lot of your health food stores are now carrying the tempeh. You can get the miso. And for what people don't understand, the difference is, okay, and when you look at these things, folks, they're going to look different, okay? It's going to look like something that's kind of all ground up and it's got some color going on in there. But basically, like miso, it's going to be thick. You can use that in soups, you know, soups, sauces. You can put it on pasta, mix it in with some vegetables. But it contains something called natokinase, which is a good blood thinner. So the fermented proteins are easier to digest and a lot more beneficial for the body.
So avoid soy out there. Commercial soy is not good. We'll be back in just a moment.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Mary Coco, and you are listening to Healing Our World with the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to thank you for joining me, and be sure to check back with us every week. But we are going to finish up our segment here on the top 10 toxic foods. I think we need to move on and talk about mercury filled fish and other toxins in fish, because for years fish has been a staple for people all over the world, and yet it's a shame when we figure out what's been going on with our fish in our oceans. And I understand that almost a third of our fish have died off now since some of the problems with Fukushima and other toxicity due to man's monkey business. But due to the massive contamination of our oceans, many fish are toxic with levels of heavy mercury. Pregnant women are not the only ones who should be concerned about eating toxic fish. Mercury poisoning is no joke. I know in the state of Michigan, where I came from, with all those wonderful, beautiful blue lakes, they are telling people don't eat fish but once a week if you're pregnant or nursing, once a month or not at all. And that is a sad thing, to know that our children will never have the benefit of eating wonderful fresh fish from the lakes. But Jody, can you give us a list of the top 12 toxic fish that everyone should avoid?
Well, actually, there's a site, and I want to give it so that people can kind of look, because I know we're only going to be able to skim, you know, some of the deep details with this, but RodaleNews.com has a really nice article about 12 fish you should never eat. And it's just, you know, mind blowing. You know, they're talking about it, avoiding imported catfish. Stay away from the beluga and the Atlantic sturgeon caviar. Atlantic cod, American eel, imported shrimp actually is loaded with a ton of antibiotics and all the chemical residues from them cleaning the pens that the shrimp are harvested in, you know, farmed in. Atlantic flatfish. And now I'm also looking where they're talking about Atlantic salmon, both wild caught and farmed. And the reason why is they're actually being incorporated with the genetically engineered salmons that are being sold. They're starting to combine. So wow. Instead, you need to opt for the wild Alaskan salmon in the event that the genetically modified salmon is officially approved. And I think that is still on the table. They're doing it, but I supposedly they're not being sold to the public yet.
Supposedly, right? Yeah. Like we can trust those sources, you know?
I'm a little skeptical. imported king crab. The biggest problem with imported king crab, when it's coming from Russia, they have limit on the fish harvests, but they're not strongly enforced. But the imported crab is also misnamed for the Alaskan king crab, because they think that's the name of the crab, but it's really not. So instead, they're telling you when you shop for king crab, when the label says, you know, you want to get it from Alaska, not imported. Stay away from the imported.
That's good news.
Yeah. And then let me see here. We've got another one. You have to actually arrow through this site. Shark. I don't know that it's a big one that a lot of people eat, but they're saying, you know, do the Pacific halibut or the Atlantic mackerel in place of the shark. And that's only because, you know, we've got fewer sharks around and our ecosystem suffers greatly when we start taking some of the big boys out of the ocean.
And what about swordfish, tilefish, and tuna? These are ones that you often get in restaurants, and they, too, because they're the larger fish, mm-hmm. They have highest levels of mercury. And
yes.
King mackerel and orange roughy is another, my goodness, when we think about that. In fact, one of the things I've heard is look for the smaller fish, because the smaller fish, like sardines and anchovies, tend to be less toxic. But my goodness, how do you make a meal out of sardines and anchovies? Kind of hard to do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That goes back to the protein overload, too, because people are actually consuming way too much protein in their diets. But the reason, with the size of the fish has a lot to do with the depth that they swim. And they say that mercury has a level that it hangs in the water. And so the smaller fish tend to swim above that mercury line, where the heavier fish frequently are swimming through it because they tend to go deeper in their swimming. So your larger fish are going to have a little more mercury load to them than the smaller ones who tend to swim above it.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. That's a great website. If you can just give that out one more time.
It is RodaleNews.com.
Okay.
And, I mean, that, you know, the Internet's a wonderful tool. People need to be looking for this stuff for themselves. And I want to encourage people, you know, every house has pretty much got the Internet. Let your fingers do the walking, folks, and take your health serious when it comes to what you're putting in your body and what you're spending your hard-earned money on called groceries. The one thing with food is I eat, sleep, and breathe it. I have for 29 years. I'm very passionate about the fuel that goes into my body and what I encourage clients to put in their body in the way of food. And the biggest resistance that I get is, oh, that's going to take so much time. I got to go to this store or go to that store. I got to spend time in the kitchen. Okay. Well, your wealth is in your health. And I want to say that twice.
Mm-hmm.
Your wealth is in your health. It doesn't matter what's in your bank account if you're too sick to enjoy it.
Well, and I will add by saying, ask people who are sick what they would pay to get their health back again.
Thank you.
And when you start eliminating all the junk foods, the sodas, the toxic foods, you have the money then to buy good quality organic foods. So I don't buy this thing that, oh, you know, organic food's expensive. When we look at what you're, in fact, I encourage people, look at your shelves, open your pantry and check it out and look at everything in there that we've discussed that you could eliminate. And when you eliminate it, you're going to give yourself, you're going to add years to life and life to years. And you're going to pay for it either now or later. Only later on, you'll pay for it in the suffering and pain and going to doctors, being in bed on medications. And to me, that's not quality of life.
No.
And that's not what I want for me. Really quick, I know we're almost to the end of the program here. Can you list off the Dirty Dozen, which are common veggies and fruits that carry high levels of toxins due to herbicides and insecticides?
Yes, I can.
And by the way, folks, you can look this up. This is information at your fingertips, as Jody said.
Yes, it is. I mean, and you can just Google the Dirty Dozen and it pulls up, you know, the food lists that carry the highest chemical load is basically what this is. And, you know, it's a pesticide, you know, the crops that are sprayed the most frequently. So, like, you know, apples are top of the list because they spray those crops, frequently, from the time the tree buds to through the flowering stage and several times as the fruit's growing. The other is strawberries. Strawberries are highly sprayed. Grapes, celery, peaches, spinach, sweet bell peppers, nectarines that are imported, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, imported snap peas, and potatoes, hot peppers, kale and collard greens, and then they even give you on the other side, this one is the EWG.org food news. And then they give you the other ones that are the cleanest, like avocados are in the top 15 for being clean to get non-organic. This is non-organic stuff, folks. Sweet corn really doesn't, because it comes in so early, they don't have to spray that crop, but then you have to look at, if it's not organic, it's probably genetically modified. Pineapple, cabbage, sweet frozen peas, onions, asparagus, mangoes, papayas, kiwi, eggplant, grapefruit, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and sweet potatoes. Those are some of the clean ones that if you can't get organic, those would be okay. They don't carry a high chemical load. But the other ones, especially apples, and I like to throw in their carrots as well. You know, carrots, apples, and celery are the three things I will never, ever buy if they're not organic. Because the chem load in them is so high. And because I do so much juicing, those three are basic staples in a lot of my juice recipes. So I won't compromise there.
And if you are using them for juice and they're not organic, you're getting quadruple the level of insecticide or herbicides because you're concentrating it mm-hmm. into that juice.
Yes.
So here you are spending money and have a nice juicer and you're buying non-organic apples, carrots, and celery. You are literally not helping yourself out a whole lot if you're not using organic. And,
now,
you know.
And most of the time, if you have, again, I go back to the local health food stores, not because I used to own one, but because I still deal with a lot of the local businesses in that capacity. And you have to understand, those owners are willing to work with you. So you can order cases of produce that's organic when you're going through a lot of them, if you're doing a juice detox, and they will give you a case discount 9 out of 10 times, and they'll accommodate you for your business.
Well, Jody, again, it's been another great session with you. And folks, stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Take care. Take it one day at a time and make a difference in your life, in the life of your family. We love you. We thank you for joining us today. God bless. And we'll talk with you next week.